Intervju Radija Študent. V sledeče pol ure prisluhnite intervjuju z Gerardom Robertsom aka Kitken Evilom, ki bo na razprodanem silvestrovem večeru na gradu Kodeljevo zazibal in zatresel enega od plesnih podijev. Relativno mladi mojster bitov bo spregovoril o svojem glasbenem odraščanju, klubski bit sceni, preteklem in prihajajočem letu, pa tudi prihajajoči noči, ki jo loči. Poslušajmo.
So let's start with the interview, and to begin with, I would like to ask you if you could tell to the listeners of the Radio Student a little bit about your musical upbringing, and I mean as first of all as a listener, and then maybe second of all after you got involved into the music production as well.
Well, my dad and my uncle are musicians and record collectors, so I was always around music. So it was a pretty natural thing to listen to it since I was a kid. I started collecting records first, and then I started playing, when did I get turntables? At some point I got some like cheap turntables, and I started trying to like do mixtapes and stuff like that, and then I got an MPC and started trying to learn how to produce and stuff when I was a teenager. But prior to that, it was just mainly collecting records and things like that. Yeah, pretty natural kind of process, I think.
But I'd reckon that the records that you mentioned from your father and other relatives, you must have had the turntables at home, let's say, since always.
Yeah. I actually bust my dad's turntable once because I was trying to scratch on it. It was just like a belt drive thing, so I kind of fucked it. Yeah. And I had to figure out how to repair. Like, if you put the rubber belt thing in, like, hot water, and then it dries and it shrinks, and you put it back on, like, I figured out how to repair it before anyone found out.
Was he mad,
anyway,
of course?
Or? Hopefully my dad don't hear this interview and know that happened.
So he wasn't mad at you at that time, or he didn't even know about that?
No, he didn't know that shit was secret. I got some just like cheap, I think, what are they called? I can't remember, like some cheap turntables after that, and then and then started collecting my own records and making mixtapes and things. So I started off DJing really, and then through that I got into from collecting like jazz records and soundtracks and stuff. Then from there I got into hip hop, into like Tribe and Beastie Boys and stuff initially, because I could see what they sampled and things. It kind of made sense to me. And then from there I wanted to like start actually trying to figure out how to make that music or whatever. And then I found out about the MPC and managed to get hold of one of those. And I just kind of learned to make music on that really.
So how long has been this period of being more interested into DJing and making mixtapes, approximately how old were you at that time?
Well, I started playing guitar and stuff when I was about 12, and I started getting interested in collecting records maybe around then, a little bit later, and then I think I got my MPC when I was about 17 or something. Mm-hmm. So kind of most of my throughout my teenage years really.
And with the MPC it changed, it switched instantly to also to music making? Or did you use it just as a sample tool, you know, to enhance your mixes that you were already making?
I definitely got it to make music. I wanted to start making beats and things. I kind of, as soon as I got my MPC, I was totally kind of addicted to that really. I didn't really go back to practicing cutting and things too much. I was just really on a beat tip.
So how did your style evolve once when you started to produce things, if you could describe it for
Yeah, well, I started off on a hip hop kind of vibe, really, because that was my kind of musical upbringing and kind of music I was into at the time. And then when I started using MPC, like, that kind of made sense. That was my kind of world. But later on, I got more into like kind of electronic production kind of stuff, and I got a laptop, and that kind of everything kind of expanded from there. So at this point, I don't really know what kind of music I make or whatever. It's just, you know, whatever I feel like. It's still kind of hip hop to me somehow, but I don't know if it is really. I guess that's for other people to decide. But yeah, that was the root of it, and then it's kind of grown into something else now, I think.
What would be maybe the thin red line that that still kind of connects your, I mean, the things you do with hip hop vibe? Is it the BPM or the bass lines or?
No, I think it's more kind of like how you think about putting music together. So I guess if you learn to write music on the piano, then you always kind of think about it in that way, regardless of what kind of vibe you're working with. And I think because I learned to make music on the MPC, I kind of think about it, even though I'm not using the MPC so much now, I still kind of think about it in those terms, and like how you layer sounds or like chop up things and rearrange things and all that kind of stuff. So kind of sonically almost, I think maybe it feels rooted in that to me. So it's quite a hard thing to explain. It's more just the kind of like maybe just how you approach sound and the kind of frame of mind you have when you put drums together, for example, or whatever. I think you can often hear, like, even in various genres, you can kind of hear a kind of hip hop influence in there, or like a root in there. You can tell the person started off in that field or whatever. So I think it's more like a sonic thing. It's kind of hard to explain, but I think it's there though, yeah.
My next question was, in past years and also in past year, as in 2013, what was your main focus? Were you constantly focusing also on developing new sounds, you know, making music by yourself or with other colleagues, or was it also a year of performing live and paying more attention, or at least equal attention, to this aspect of music?
Yeah, I did quite a few shows and stuff, but I was doing quite a few shows with my friend Daisuke Tanabe, Kitsuki, so like little duo project. So I was doing quite a lot of that for the first half of the year, and then I went to Japan for a while to start my new album, and I was just working with some musicians and producers over there, and then I came back and I've just been putting an album together since then, which is like almost finished. So that's mainly been the second half of the year has mainly been just working on a new album. You know.
Where is it going to be released? Still on First World Records?
I'm not sure yet. Maybe on Project Main Circle. And I'm hoping to have it finished early next year. So hopefully it'll be out it'll definitely be out at some point next year. But like, yeah, it depends kind of what window it falls into. But it's almost done, I think. So.
Well, I was asking about First World Records because most of your releases so far has been labeled on this record label. I wanted to ask you even priorly to those questions. How did you came about this record label?
First word. Yeah, that's my my friend Ali from back in Leeds. He used to be a promoter. So we used to do, I used to DJ for him when I was like a teenager or whatever at various nights at his, so he just became a good friend. And then he started putting a label together around the same time I started making beats. And he was always into my beats, so it kind of made sense. So we just put three albums out. Kind of just because we were mates and because we both lived in Leeds and it made sense. That's how that kind of partnership came about. Well, I'm still do stuff for them as well. I think it kind of depends what project suit it or not. But they're doing good now, man. They kind of, Ali's worked hard and kind of built it to a nice place. He's a good dude, man. and there's like some cool stuff coming out on the festival next year as well, I think.
That's really cool. So there has been definitely a certain club scene, or maybe even a network of scenes that were kind of supporting your I don't know, your musical growth as a performer and also as a producer.
Oh, sorry, say that again. It's quite quiet.
So there has been also certain club scene or scenes where you have been given the opportunity, you know, to present the stuff that you do as a DJ or as a producer later. So you must have been pretty involved into certain club scenes.
In Leeds.
Yeah, for instance.
Where it's from, or initially, there was a few kind of hip hop nights and early kind of beats nights that I would play at in Leeds, and there was a few of us. My friend Elefino as well, who's doing stuff now, he was kind of from that crew as well. We used to just kind of make kind of Mad Libby Dilla-esque kind of beats all day. So there was definitely like a space to play music, but it wasn't like a big scene or anything in Leeds really. And then Ali putting First Word together just kind of gave me an outlet and an opportunity to put my music out there a little bit and start to learn how it all works and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it was good. It was cool to have that kind of chance at that moment to do that. I didn't really think anyone was even gonna like hear the stuff really. And then when it started kind of working, it was kind of a surprise to me. So it was quite encouraging. It kind of felt like, oh, this can actually work. It was always like, I just kind of made beats in my bedroom prior to that. I didn't really think about it more than that. So it was nice to have that kind of chance. But I think you see that in like a lot of, like most kind of medium-sized cities or big cities will have like, you know, one or two crews that come together to get their own club nights off the ground and get their own labels off the ground, so they have an outlet to do stuff, I think. It's kind of how it works, I guess.
Yeah. So where do you live now?
I'm in London now. Uh-huh. Yeah, I've been in London since 2009, I think.
I would say that London is a story of its own concerning music.
London is a crazy place. it's cool, man. It's just totally different. It's kind of more like, there's kind of so much going on and so many people working here. It's kind of overwhelming a little bit. But it's cool. The energy's good and it kind of drives you. And I think your music maybe grows more and progresses a lot when you're in London, because it's kind of, there's a real sense of progression all the time. People want to kind of work on whatever the next kind of vibe is, which has like pros and cons to it, but it does kind of makes you push yourself a bit maybe. So I think it's a good city from that perspective, but it's a bit tiring to you, man. It's kind of, London is kind of a relentless place. London is a totally different vibe from Leeds.
Because this was my next question. So in London there is a sense of this maybe a little bigger beat scene.
Definitely. Leeds are super chilled, really. I think you can probably hear my music as well, like kind of started off more and I just chilling in my bedroom making kind of hip hop beats, and then it's kind of grown in different directions since then. But I think part of that is moving to London and having like a sense of a slightly bigger picture and pushing myself more and hearing other things that are out there and stuff too.
But on the club scene, do we talk about particular scenes, which are many of them and are really heterogeneous in styles, or do DJs and producers and other interested people really go to all sorts of different events that you don't even maybe know at first what is going to be there, what is going to be played there, but just go out of sheer curiosity and to maybe get some unexpected inspiration?
I think you get both in London. There's the big super clubs like Fabric and stuff that will have like super big names and it's all kind of like, yeah, major kind of big, you know, whatever. But then you've got all kinds of like smaller spots doing interesting things as well. Like I say, it's kind of overwhelming. You can go out like any night really and you'll find something cool and inspiring. We started doing the Tempo Clash crew as well. So doing our own nights, just playing like all the different stuff that we're into. And I think in somewhere like London, there's enough people here so that you can do what's kind of like quite an obscure night, really. But get good numbers coming down and good like busy crowds and it being really dope and stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's really just like us playing weird beats. But it kind of works. I think you can really do that at Leeds. Just not enough people. That's another difference, I think. Mm.
Do you attend a lot of events?
Me?
Yeah.
No, not really. I kind of like... London's a bit exhausting for me. I like to chill, so I generally just stay in my room and make beats all day. But I'll go out if it's something like super dope that I want to see, or obviously if I'm playing. But most of the things I go to are my friends' events or gigs or whatever, or stuff like the Tempo Clash thing, where we're all playing together and it's kind of super fun. I'll go to I'll go and see some classical thing at South Bank or something a bit more vibey or whatever, but I don't go out that much, no, not really.
But nonetheless,
when you first move to London, like, you kind of go out all the time because it's like loads of cool shit,
sure.
And then after a while it's like, yeah, it gets a bit crazy.
But nonetheless, I'd reckon that you still explore ever emerging new musical styles or discover some interesting stuff through various media, I guess the internet.
For sure, man. I just love like new progressive music. It's kind of what I'm really interested in, so I always kind of follow what's going on in that respect. Mm. I mean, you find that everywhere. Like when I was over in Japan, there's so many incredible producers there. Like most of the music I've been listening to this year was people I discovered when I was in Tokyo. Say like 75% of the music I've been listening to this year has been from that scene. Producers, some of the producers there are incredible. I just kind of like whatever feels progressive and wants to move forward, but is also kind of honest and truthful music, kind of what I'm drawn to, wherever that might be.
Well,
sometimes it's tricky though, because as a DJ, I'm like, that's super my thing. But then sometimes when you're producing, you want to find your own sound and your own space, so you try not to like be too tuned into everything as well. So it's a tricky balance sometimes.
I'm noticing, especially in past years, I mean in past 5 years or even a little more, that this beat scene in general has a group of followers from all around the globe. Whereas in techno or house culture, there has been, you know, really an massive institutionalized network of clubs, of promoters that this globalization of following really got its fair share of, you know, possibilities to see the producers in club environments. But on the other hand, the beat scene, I was noticing that it's not such a scene, you know, that it would develop such kind of structures. But in past few years, I have a sense that it is going strong even in this sense of word. Do you have a little comment on that?
I think whatever the beats thing is, whatever you want to call it, I think it was definitely born on the internet, or at least kind of grew up there. So it's definitely like, I don't know if it comes from any one particular place. It's kind of like an online genre in a way. So I guess as a result of that, it's quite dispersed. Like, it's not really focused in any one spot. Like, you know, genres that Berlin might be famous for, London might be famous for example. Maybe that's not really the case with the kind of beats thing. But I think that's kind of what makes it interesting, and it's always like changing shape all the time and stuff. Whereas I guess genres like house and stuff kind of have so deep rooted in club culture, and they've been focused for so long, it's kind of, there's a definite infrastructure there that people can tap into straight away, whereas it's a little like, it gets a little bit more blurry with the beach thing. It's a bit more like, maybe it's a bit harder to focus in that kind of way. Is that what you meant?
Yeah, I guess so. But I'm also noticing that, you know, on one hand, many record labels that used to put out certain kind of music styles or genres are really getting are really dispersing their roster, you know, calling to their labels, you know, bands that they really wouldn't 10 years ago or 5 years ago, for instance, like RNS. Yeah, I mean, like RNS putting out indie records or even Ninja Tune. On the other hand, there's been this phenomena of globalization, you know, even First World Records, you get like artists like Solens, the duo from France, Japanese beatmakers, but on the same hand, or on the other hand, bands like Hedges Horns, which is basically a band that plays live music but is releasing records on the same record label as you do, you know.
Well, I kind of I think genre is less and less relevant concept, maybe. I certainly don't think about music in those terms, and I don't think I guess with the internet, how you have access to everything and anything at this point, like kids growing up now, there's no real point being into any one thing. So I think the mentality has shifted. I don't think anyone kind of, well, people do, but in general, less people than it used to be represent any one idea, one genre, one particular sound. It's more about what vibes feel right together, and then just what's good, I guess. So yeah, I think it's a kind of age of being interested in anything, really. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I think genre is it's a useful idea, but I don't think it's not as strong a concept as maybe it once was, which I think is good.
Okay, given that the 2013 is almost at its end, what are the things that you will remember after this year?
Boy, yeah, this year was a crazy one for me. So I think playing at Sona with Kitsuki was like super big deal. We did Sona, Barcelona and Tokyo, so that was like, I always remember that. That was a super crazy thing for me that I've always wanted to do as well, so that would definitely be something. And then probably just being in Japan for so long, like working on the album, was like super amazing experience.
How long have you been there?
I went there for like in total maybe 2 months or something, maybe a bit longer. So that was like a big part of my year, I think. Yeah, that was probably the main thing I remember.
So what if you give a short thought to the forthcoming year? What do you expect? Or, I mean, are there any, besides the album that you already mentioned, your next full length that is going to be out, what other things are there to be looking forward to in 2014?
I've done this instrumental album, it's nearly finished, and then I've got like maybe four projects that I'll be working on over the next year, and I'll come out either next year or the year after. So there's like super loads to do, I won't comment on them too much further because I'm not entirely sure like what's going to be what yet. But I got like the whole, yeah, hopefully if everything goes according to plan, I'll have like four different albums out over the next 2 years. And hopefully two of them next year, definitely one of them. So yeah, that's the plan, and hopefully gonna go back to Japan and work on the next Kitsuki album with Daisuke as well. Just kind of making as much music as I can is the plan. That's about it.
Okay, and somewhere in between there is also going to be your performance in Ljubljana on this Sylvester's Eve at Grad Kodeljevo. So
yeah, my New Year's Eve. Castle in Slovenia sounds super fun.
Yeah. In past years, did you also spin music or perform music on the Sylvester's Eve, or is this a really extra event for you?
Say that again, sorry.
Was it your habit in past years? I mean, was it so in past years that you've spinned music on 31st of the December?
On New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
I usually play on New Year's Eve. Either like maybe some of the hip hop things in London I play at, or where did I play once? I played in Poland one time. New Year's Eve is cool. Well, I like to DJ on New Year's Eve because it kind of gives me something to do. Like, otherwise, I don't really like going out, so I just get bored. I'll just like stay at home and watch music or something. So it's good. Yeah, it's good if I have a DJ set, then it's something to look forward to. So, I think this one's going to be super cool. So
how does your live set look like? And are you preparing anything special for this New Year's Eve in Ljubljana?
New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
I kind of like to keep it open on New Year's Eve because it kind of depends on what the vibe is, really. Like, how many heads there are versus how many people just want to kind of party a bit or whatever. So I think it's going to be a case of trying to find that balance. But I usually have, I use the bridge, so I have Serato and Ableton, so I kind of jump between DJing and playing my tracks live and then mix them all up together as well. So I'll probably be doing that. I never really work out my sets, whatever kind of, like, I just kind of improvise with whatever that feels right for the vibe of the particular night kind of thing.
Any other thoughts, maybe?
Not really. Just looking forward to it. I'm quite looking forward to see quite a lot of people playing, so... I think I'm just looking forward to checking out the night and hearing people's sets and stuff. I think it's going to be super cool.
Cool. Take care and see you then on Tuesday.
Cool. Bless, man. Cheers. Yeah, I'll catch you then. Look forward to it.
Okay. Cheers.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Intervju Radija Študent.